Well, good morning to everyone. In Mark chapter 7 is a story of a Greek mother seeking out Jesus. This non-Jewish mother had a desperate need. Her daughter is demon-possessed. She boldly begs Jesus to heal her daughter. Her great need led her to be daring and persistent. She brings her desperate need to Jesus, and when we read the whole story, we know that Jesus did indeed heal the young girl. Brethren, perhaps you have a desperate need to bring to Jesus. I think the chances are good that we can all relate to this woman's plight, her situation. Perhaps you have a desperate need in your life for financial help, for relationship help, for help with parenting, for medical help, maybe for spiritual help. Maybe you're in despair. Maybe you don't know what to do. Maybe you are, as they say, at the end of your rope. If so, bring your need to Jesus. Be respectful, yes, but also be bold. Hebrews 4:16 gives us the ability to do this and be bold. It says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Brethren, we have been given the opportunity, the grand opportunity, to bring our needs to Jesus. But not only do we have the opportunity, we have been formally invited. We have been urged to do so. However, sometimes, sadly, we may not be quick to bring our needs to Jesus. In the Epistle of James, chapter 4, verse 2, it says this, "You do not have because you do not ask God." Again, he says, you don't have because you're not asking God. Now, there may be reasons we don't bring our needs to Jesus. Maybe the reason is we're afraid to ask. Maybe we're embarrassed to ask. Maybe we are too self-reliant to ask. Perhaps we feel unworthy to ask. And perhaps we just feel confused about how to ask. Friends, don't let these, quote, reasons keep you from bringing your needs to Jesus. When we are faced with desperate needs in life, we can bring them to Jesus. We should bring them to Jesus. Brethren, we must bring them to Jesus. Amen.